From a secret bunker on the frontier of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. For Wednesday, April 24, 2019, here are three big things you need to know this hour right now. Three. The Michigan DNR is looking to take a trip to the good old days with a program to release pheasants at 11 state game areas in southern Michigan starting this fall. It's all part of a plan to attract new hunters and reminds me of the pheasant heyday of the 70s and 80s. I like it. Two. There is also a huge weekend on tap for those searching for wild trout in Michigan. It's the opening day of the season, comes Saturday, and for many, it is a holiday, one that cannot be missed. And on to another topic while we're having some fun today. How about the definitive list of blown calls by the media? I mean, the biggest bombshell blowouts of the last couple of years of media coverage, I can see Rachel Maddow foaming at the mouth just thinking about the whole fake collusion, fake obstruction nonsense. And our friends at Breitbart outdid themselves on this one. We'll get to all those Michigan headlines in a moment, but this is just fun. The top 51 fake news bombshells the media spread about the entire Russia story, Russia collusion hoax over the past couple of years. It is incredible. The people here that made bad predictions from all networks, including but not limited to the following: Rachel Maddow, Lawrence O'Donnell, Shepard Smith, Andrew Napolitano, Joe Scarborough, Chris Hayes, Chuck Todd, Joy Reid, Chris Matthews, Jake Tapper, Don Lemon, Chris Cuomo, Brian Stelter, Aaron Burnett, and the list goes on and on and on. And the list here does not count the half million, that's right, half million Russia collusion stories published, almost all of which were premised on the idea that Trump did it. He did it. But, of course, we know now he didn't do it. So, how about this? How about this? Let's see what we got here. Number one, Michael Cohen went to Prague. That's from New York Magazine. No, he didn't. From BuzzFeed, Trump directed Michael Cohen to lie, and Mueller has emails proving it. No, he didn't, and no, he doesn't. The New York Times, Paul Manafort passed polling information to the Kremlin. Nope. Axios, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein being forced out. Apparently not. NBC News, federal investigators wiretapped Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, and they have the recordings of Donald Trump. Wrong again. The AP phony Russian dossier was initially funded by a Republican group. Nope. From ABC News, we get this. Donald Trump directed Flynn to make contact with Russian officials during the 2016 presidential campaign. No, he didn't. Talking Points memo reporting that the Russian social media company provided documents to Senate about communications with the Trump official. That never happened. From CNN, Donald Trump Jr. conspired with WikiLeaks. Not according to Bob Mueller. Bloomberg and the Wall Street Journal both reported that Bob Mueller subpoenaed Trump's Deutsche Bank records. False. ABC News, former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort worked with Russia intelligence-connected official as late as December 2017. Didn't happen. The New York Times, Trump Deputy National Security Advisor K.T. McFarland lied about another official's contact with Russians, not according to the Mueller report. Trump's campaign was never wiretapped, said CNN. Of course they were. And we're only about to find out how many different places. Manafort notes from Russian meeting refer to political contributions. Nope. The New York Times and everybody else, 17 intelligence agencies concur Russia hacked the 2016 presidential race. First of all, only about three or four actually did that. The whole notion that all 17 were on board was false and bogus has been disproved and debunked many times. Former FBI Director James Comey says Attorney General Jeff Sessions told him not to call the Russia probe an investigation, but a matter. That was the New York Times. That didn't happen. How about this? This is a big one. James Comey will testify that he never told Trump he was not under investigation. In fact, James Comey said he told him that at least twice. Remember, that was one of the first big groan moments for the Democrats. What? Putin admits he has compromising information about Trump, reported NBC News. Don't know where that is. The Politico, the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, the Associated Press, Reuters, and the Wall Street Journal, plus everybody else that reprinted it, reported that Trump fired James Comey after Comey asked for additional resources for the Russia investigation. Completely and utterly false. Completely and utterly false. MSNBC reported that a Trump family member was going to be indicted on February the 8th. Again, there's no further indictments, no sealed indictments, no indictments of any sort, no criminal activity, no finding of collusion, no finding of conspiracy, and no finding of obstruction of justice. The Guardian reported that Paul Manafort visited WikiLeaks' Julian Assange on at least three separate occasions. He visited him exactly zero. The Atlantic reported that Attorney General Jeff Sessions lied about a meeting with Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak. No, he didn't. The McClatchy report came out and once again said Michael Cohen really did visit Prague. No, he didn't. Trump is lying when he calls the Russia dossier phony, says CNN. Apparently not. Now the New York Times even saying this week, the Russian dossier, the Steele dossier, it's fake. RT had hacked into it and taken over C-SPAN, and C-SPAN confirmed it had been hacked by RT, that being Russian television. That was reported by Fortune magazine. Everybody gets in on the act, don't they? USA Today, MSNBC, and the Associated Press all reported that Russia's hacked the election systems of 21 American states. Remember that? 21 American states have been compromised. That turned out to be completely false. The Washington Post, ABC News, and CNN all reported that Russian hackers penetrated the U.S. electric grid through a utility in Vermont. I mean, good God. Do you people take your medication on a daily basis? The Washington Post reported independently that more than 200 websites were routine peddlers of Russian propaganda during the election season. Of course, it was about two. NBC News and MSNBC reporting that Russia, the main suspect in the sonic attacks that sickened 26 U.S. diplomats. Slate reported that Trump created a secret internet server to covertly communicate with a Russian bank. CNN, Donald Trump knew in advance of the Trump Tower meeting. CNN, Mueller report will show Trump has helped Putin destabilize the United States. No. Ah, good Lord. Let's see. Russia supports Tulsi Gabbard, so says NBC. Vox reporting there's actually a lot of evidence of the Trump-Russia collusion. The Washington Post, New York Times, NPR, Reuters, The Guardian, USA Today, CNN, BuzzFeed, and a whole host of others. Trump revealed classified information to Russians. By definition, he can't do that. A House Majority Leader, Kevin McCarthy, said Russia paid Trump. Mueller can show Trump campaign had a connection to Russian intelligence, said Fox News. No. MSNBC, Rudy Giuliani just told America that Trump's campaign colluded with Russia. He did? Washington Post, evidence suggests Trump could be a Russian asset. NBC, Russians began hacking Hillary Clinton's emails on the day Donald Trump joked about it in 2016. Russia spy visited Trump's Oval Office. From CNN, phony Russia dossier has been corroborated. By whom? We don't know. Let's see here. NBC, The Hill, New York Daily News. I'll just give you one more or two. Russia successfully hacked voting systems in a number of states. And Trump is bonkers, said CNN, for claiming Hillary Clinton is behind the Russia dossier. Ha! Crazy as a fox, my friend. Crazy as a fox. I could go on with fake news headlines that prove to be false, but hey, we've got other things to do right here on the Steve Gruber Show.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Only one traffic light in the whole county, so nothing stops you from exploring. Magical drives, hidden paths, pristine beaches, cool running rivers, small town streets. This is Benzie County, gateway to the Sleeping Bear, where life doesn't stop. It just slows to an easy pace. Make it Benzie County. We are Northern Michigan. Go to visitbenzie.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.